I feel like that should go on a loop. Let's do it one more time, and then that should... I like it.
I don't know.
All right, let's start this off.
That made me feel... Oh, hey. Hi, friends, and thanks for joining us. This is Merrill Wanderers, and if you're wondering, well, where's Merrill Wanderers been? It's been a couple years, so if you're still wondering that, I don't know what to tell you. But we're back. Look at this. And for good reason, of course, the Crispy Critter joins me right there. My good friend, Brady, the wet ham, wet him. How's it going, my friend?
Well, I have a few nicknames, right? They call me the leader of the Nancy Boy Mafia.
Yeah.
They also call me the second runner-up of the 2008 Pickle Smooching Championships. But you can call me the Crispy Critter. Little Brady Wedham. What's going on, Mike?
Buddy, I am so delighted that you joined me as we kind of relaunch this thing. By the way, don't forget Nick and Grizz and the whole gang will be back. We actually went and started to try and make a TV show. I don't know. We'll see what happens with that. I think it's, I don't know. You've seen
it.
I don't know. You never know. But nonetheless, a couple of things coming up. We're going to be hanging out with the folks at Fanibus. So we hope that you'll hang with us for that and maybe even meet up with us. Meanwhile, the nonsense continues. Brady, this is weird, dude. I think that I am the super spreader.
I think I'm not going to argue with you.
Nick is blaming me for giving him COVID. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is true that we sat in a car for many hours smoking weed, writing scripts. That is true. At very, very close quarters, and I was coughing.
I don't think Nick's the only person that you supposedly may have gave COVID to.
What is this bullshit?
Now I know that my voice, depending on what you're into, may sound really nice or may sound a little nasally, but there's a reason as to why my voice sounds a little bit more mucus filled than it normally does. Mike, we had a meeting a couple days ago, and I left that meeting. And now I feel like shit.
Yeah, but a couple of days ago, how long does it take to incubate this shit? Hello, China? Could you like China? What are the new rules? Hello?
Somebody has rules out there. I stopped following them in about 2021. I couldn't follow it anymore. I only have so much room here.
I gave up. That's why I was just like, I don't know. I guess I'm going to get it. And here I am 5 years after COVID started getting it. But I don't know. Do you think if I did give it to you, first of all, I'm really sorry, my buddy. I would never do that to you on purpose without actually having set it up with video and a bunch of people watching. I think you know that. And same for Nick. I mean, I do want to infect Nick, but not with COVID.
Are we at this stage with this thing now where it's now a prank?
Yeah, let's prank people. I like it.
I don't know if that's a good idea. It may have to get a couple more years, a little bit weaker over the years to be able to be considered a prank, but we might be walking into territory where giving someone COVID is now just a TV show.
I like it. I'm gonna do it on my dad. He's elderly.
Jesus.
What?
That's not... No, I'm sorry. I was speaking to the guy next door.
Oh, you want to help me? Because you may still have the COVID. I just want to introduce you to my dad. Dad! No,
I'm staying home for another couple of days. I know you're not supposed to really quarantine now. It's on us, but I am staying home. I'm staying in. No more meetings for a couple of days.
I'm still a little sniffly. I mean, to be honest with you, I feel great. What did you just say?
I didn't say anything. I'm just laughing at the fact that you're still sniffling. You're out here bragging about spreading this disease, and you're like, I may still have a few more to get.
I might. If there's, by the way, if you've been looking to get a couple days off work, give me a call and stop on by. I can arrange some days off for you. Speaking of spreading the COVID, let's get to the news. What about the Dalai Lama?
The Dalai Lama?
Bro, he said to a kid, let's see, maybe I can find something to show this on, but the Dalai Lama basically asked a kid if he wanted to suck his tongue.
What the fuck did you just say?
Yeah, the Dalai Lama. The Dalai Lama.
Like,
yeah, that. Yeah. He,
Lama Dalai down the street at the bodega, but the Dalai Lama.
That's right. The actual Dalai Lama that here. Let's see if I'm going to try and upload this disturbing image of who we think the Dalai Lama is. Maybe it'll allow me to do this. I don't know. Let's see. Okay, I don't know how to work this system, by the way. Do you like what I'm doing?
You're supposed to be this professional producer.
I know.
No, I like it though. I probably should have spoke during the show as opposed to before the show.
Oh. Yeah, you mean like set up the show as some sort of proper show prep?
I did, like I said, the opening wasn't even long enough for me. I need to at least get a little dance off before we.
I can't even find it. But essentially, I don't. Okay, hey, can I? Can I share? Can I share an image? Is that possible?
You might be able to.
Okay, let's try to share an image if I can. I don't know. Let's just see.
You should be able to.
No, it's not letting me do it. Hold on. Yeah, no, I think I can do it. No, I got this. I think I got this. Hold on. Let me just see here. Here we go. Oops.
This is going tremendously.
No, it was meant to be something else entirely. It's the other one.
It's the green one. The green button.
Yeah? Okay, hold on. Hold on. Present. Present slides. Extra camera video file. Share screen. I can't do that. Okay, well, hold on. Check this out.
Okay.
It's
the green one.
You got this. I screen. No, it won't let me do it. No. Anyway, but the whole thing is if you can imagine the Dalai Lama.
Okay.
Coming in for a kiss. And he says to the kid, they stuck their tongue out at each other. And he goes, would you like to suck my tongue? And the kid recoiled like he had been slapped. It was disturbing to no end. Yeah.
So this is a thing. This wasn't like on the Onion.
Apparently, here's the other thing. It happened a couple of months ago, and the PR machine has been out of control on this one, Brady, because none of us heard about it, and then suddenly it's everywhere. The Dalai Lama trying to kiss a kid. Man, I wish I could show you this image. Oh, the technology. Oh, wait, I got it. Fuck. Hi. Sorry. What happened? Forget it. I don't know, but I kind of feel like I kind of feel like there's a problem with the Dalai Lama out there preaching peace, and like I don't know if there's something cultural going on here or what.
Brother, this is not what I thought we would be discussing as the very first topic on the show, outside of having a too short of an opening. The Dalai Lama tried to French kiss a child is what you're telling me right now.
Essentially is what's going on. Yeah. Like, I mean, I hate to be the guy saying that about the Dalai Lama, but I mean, somebody needs to explain to him how the world works.
How old is the Dalai Lama now?
I don't know, but I did hear at one point he was telling the world that less people should move to Europe. It should be left to the Europeans.
Here's the thing about the Dalai Lama. Like, when he was 80 when I was born, and I'm almost 40.
Yeah.
So he's 119 or something now?
Yeah, he's a vampire. He's a vampire.
So he wasn't looking for a Frenchie. He was looking for some fucking blood.
He was draining blood from a little boy.
He was just getting close to me. He figured that's what they're into now, these young kids. He's like, hey, I don't know what you guys are all over the place. So just bring it on in.
Yeah.
And then get that neck.
How do you identify? I don't care, but just give me that tongue, says the Dalai Lama. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, I don't know how that came up. I don't know why you brought that up right away.
I'm sorry.
How's things been with you? I mean, I know you run a pretty big network of great shows, good quality shows with good intros.
Yes, shows on like this.
Yeah.
I run Sunday Night's Main Event, SMNE Radio. We have a flagship show on TSN and iHeartRadio that's syndicated through there weekly, nationally. And we also have about 16 shows or so on our podcasting network online. It's all can be found at smneradio.com or sundaynightsmainevent.com.
Okay.
Or any social media at those two names, Sunday Night's Main Event and SMNE Radio. But yes, I am very busy locking in new corporate sponsors, working on bringing in new shows, new talent all the time. We are growing. We're at about a 70% growth, farther than we've ever been. And we have been around since about 1996.
This is what I want to talk about. I mean, you come into this thing sort of at the, if this is the missile of podcasting, right? Yes. And this is the beginning of podcasting. This is where the show started. And you've come in here at the payload end yeah, adding fuel and you
know, rocket ship thing. We're taking that thing to fucking, we're taking it past Mars. Everybody says they want to go to the moon. They want to go to Mars. Yeah. I want to see Pluto.
You want Pluto. Okay.
I want to go to Pluto. I still consider it a planet. You're like, I was born, it was a planet.
You're like Elon Musk, except you're like Elon Must. Like, you know what I mean? Must. Like, I was just like trying Musk? To come up with a parody.
I'm like name. Elon Tusk, if you see me stand up.
Oh, look at that. Should we share what happened the other day at a meeting when I destroyed almost your $3,000, $4,000 pair of shoes?
They're worth about 3,000 Canadian. Let's not brag about how I have shoes that are worth three. See, I didn't pay for them. The casino did. And that's my only pair, I swear.
Okay.
But those shoes, yes, you did a number on them.
Okay. $30. $30.
Well, I'm not wearing any $3,000 pair of shoes, but I am wearing a nice pair of Nikes right now.
Yeah, I mean, those are very... Are you a shoe guy, by and large?
I'm a massive shoe guy, yes.
You mentioned that you got a lot of the red bottom shoes.
I like
Christian. You also mentioned you had a red bottom.
I'm like a little ape. A little red bottom on me, a little chimpanzee running around. Red bottom guy, but yeah, you dumped coffee all over them, and I thank you for doing that, because
that was the same day that I think I gave you COVID.
It is the same day. So not only did you ruin the shoes, no, you didn't ruin the shoes, but not only did you get some coffee on those shoes, you decided to slap me with the 19.
Yeah, I am so sorry about both of those. You know, if I could have separated them and done them on separate days, I probably would have, looking back on it now. But that's not what happened.
Have you were just smoking? What did you smoke?
Medellin. Do you like the Medellin?
Medellin. I feel like an Entourage all over again.
Yeah. Well, I can't remember the name of the. By the way, I want to shout out some really lovely guy. Hi, George, at Moon Rock, the dispensary on Lakeshore. Walked in there, and it was very nice to meet you today. You're a lovely guy, and I wish you guys the best at your dispensary.
That's at
Moon Rock. Yeah, on Lakeshore, south of Etobicoke. And you can go in and say hi to George.
GTA area.
In the GTA, that's right.
The GTA.
By the way, coming up in future episodes, I've managed to line up some of the experts that we used in Marijuanderers, the TV show. And they're going to join. I hope you'll be with us for those, Brady, because...
100%.
Some of those guys are pretty knowledgeable and interesting stories about the days of being part of the Emerald Triangle, part of the gray and black market of cannabis. It's an interesting crowd. Hey, that speaking of interesting crowd, and back to your shows for a second on the network.
Yes, sir.
You've got I actually tried to get Chris Tidwell
he's
tonight.
He's busy right now.
Why? What's he doing?
Currently, he's about 19 minutes into his live broadcast on the Shuley Egger Network.
I was hoping to give him COVID. He's with Shuley Egger tonight. Yeah.
He's with Shuley. Yes, he is. Chris Tidwell and Donnie DeSilva have a show called The Godfathers of Podcasting, which is live every Thursday at 8 p.m. on the Shuley Network on YouTube. You can go to youtube.com/Shuley Network. And we also distribute them as well on Friday nights every single week on SMNE Radio. But yes, they're on the Shuley Network. You're probably getting shit on by Bob Levy's fans.
Oh, that's no good. I mean, it beats getting shit on by Bob Levy, which, by the way, Bob Levy, you are my favorite Rich Voss.
Bob's got a better smile. Bob's got a better smile. No, Bob probably owes me money somewhere, and I've only ever met Bob once.
But
I assume he probably owes me money like everybody else.
That's so funny.
No, Bob Levy is a great guy. And so is Chris Tidwell, but Chris is live on the Shuley Network at the moment. Yes.
What are you smoking, by the way?
I am smoking Long Island Pink and Wheelchair Pink. I've been tossing it up today. I've smoked a lot more than I usually smoke because I was preparing for doing this show. When I heard Marijuanderers is coming back, I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm getting baked all day here.
I'm really glad that you spent the time doing the research because it makes a difference to the end quality of the show. I think that we've proven that before. Don't you fucking hate that music? Like, don't you hate it?
I kind of like that. I kind of like how short it was there at the beginning. Now,
I thought you hated that.
Can you play it one more time?
I would prefer not to, but if you ask the producers, nice guys, what do you? I think, wait, maybe we just keep the music going. What do you think? I find it distracting. What's that?
Is this licensed?
I can't hear you, man. What? No, I don't believe it is.
Wixon, stay with me.
I'm with you. Hi, buddy. Here we are.
So we brought the marijuanders back.
Yeah. So, and that's the big deal about that is nothing, except that kindly a lot of cool people have decided to join the show again. Of course, we will do some extra content and stuff like that. Now, you and I and some of the boys from the show are all going to be going to Fanibus. What do you know about Fanibus? Where's it going on? What's that all about?
The Fanibus Expo, April 20th to the 22nd. April 20th is their red carpet day. April 21st is like their event day. And April 22nd, I believe, is their mingling day. So it's a little bit of everything on the 22nd. But that is going to be taking place at Hamilton Film Studios in Hamilton, Ontario. Couldn't give you the times, but go to www.fanibusexpo.com and you can get all the info there on what's specifically happening per day, every day, weekend passes, all that good stuff. But we will be in the house, myself, Mike Wixon, the Marijuanderers, SMNE Radio. We're going to do coverage there. If you want to come meet us and hang out with us, even do, you know, shoot.
Let's do a show. Let's do a show from there.
We will do a show from there, guaranteed. If not, we'll definitely be getting, we'll do a show from there. Whatever. We'll just gorilla do it.
Why don't we do some dancing while we're there?
I'll dance.
Once again, I don't know if this is licensed. I better stop that.
What are we talking about bringing back? Should we just drop it and just because that'll make it a real thing and it'll put it out there and then I have to fulfill it. I'm one of those guys. If it's out there and people
know about it, let's manifest this. But hold on. Should I actually have a little bit of music on this then?
Okay. Here's the thing. All right. I have been talking about this for about on and off for about 4 years. For the past 2 years, I've been really trying to make it happen. For the last 2 months, I haven't shut the fuck up about it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are a Canadian like I am, and you're in our age demographic or up or lower, all around this age demographic, I think you grew up with something that was a big part of your childhood that got taken away from us. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to bring this back. I don't care if I have to call it a completely different name. Let's bring back Electric Circus.
I agree. Everybody chair dance. Maybe if you're not in a chair, you should get in a chair for your own safety.
Back, I promise I won't dance like that.
I love the idea.
Electric Circus. How amazing was Electric Circus?
It was really, it was groundbreaking. I mean, like, you got to think, it was, everybody wanted to be on it. Everybody watched it. We all still know the name of it. I think you might have a problem with the name, to be honest with you, speaking of licensing.
Yeah. We're definitely going to have to, like, call it, well, I'm not even going to say it out loud because I don't want anybody to steal it. But yes, we will definitely be changing the name because I don't even want to get into the fight with the paperwork with something like that. So
you don't want to get into a fight with a well armed with lawyers Jew. I know what you're saying, and I think you're wise in doing so. Speaking as
sure, that's not one of the people said, I'll run with it.
Oh, okay. No, you know what I'm saying. But I know that licensing this might be a difficult problem because
a major corporation that doesn't like to give things up because they don't care about money, apparently.
Exactly. What they really want is culture to advance. And I think it's a great idea and I hope that you do it. And by the way, Circus Electric, if that's what you're going to. Oh. Was that a secret?
Could have been. But no, actually, we're just going to run with that name for now because I actually do have a better name and where it's not going to get me sued or anything either.
Really? What's the name?
Electric Circus. Play that music again, sir.
Okay, hold on. Here we go. I like this. We're going to play. I'm on it. Producer, if you don't mind, more of the dance. Hello?
I really thought the title was coming back.
I don't even. Now we have no music. Apparently. Oh.
Hey.
So if you like Electric Circus, reach out to Brady and put your $150 million down on backing the production.
Bring me all of your production. No, we are. I'll pay for it out of pocket. I think it's one of those things that just needs to happen. Someone needs to do it. The days of having fun, good, clean, old-fashioned fun.
Yeah.
They're still there. You got to do it in the privacy of your home. People are scared to go out. People are scared. Gang fighting, all this bullshit. Let's bring back a nice, clean, good bit of dance and fun, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, can I pitch an idea for a Circus Electric?
Yeah, 100%.
What if you have people on like remote on like we're doing right now,
okay,
but they're dancing like we're doing right now, and then you could put them virtually into the dance hall?
That's not the worst fucking idea I've ever heard in my life. See, this is why me and Wixon are doing the Marijanderers.
You're welcome, dude.
Welcome to the creative process, ladies and gentlemen.
I happen to be all about production. Production, I was saying. I'm all about production.
This show is never fucking happening. This show is happening, but the electric is like, if we do Electric Surfers together, we're going to end up being on a balcony somewhere in Alaska.
Everybody keeps saying to me, Mike, just let me push the buttons. And I'm like, I don't know. It seems easy enough to me.
We had a producer for a reason.
I know. I know. I'm such a dweeb that way. You keep saying right. Record. Well, okay. Let me ask you a couple quick questions before we get out of here on the trivia side of things, if you don't mind, and we can clear it up. Since the last time we talked, by the way, as if you've stayed with subscribing to the show, I love you. The last time we talked, I was talking about the Tiger documentary. What's that fucking guy's name again?
Tiger King.
Tiger King. That's how long ago I did this show.
You want to talk about Tiger King? I can tell you about Joe Exotic. Let's talk some Joe Exotic, my friend.
How do you know Joe Exotic anyway?
Here's the thing. You see what I look like, right?
Mm-hmm.
I look like I could have been one of those fiancés, don't I? I could write to Joe right fucking now. Send him a couple little pickle picks. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you.
Joe. I don't know Joe outside of what I know that everyone else knows, which is if you've done deep dives on Joe Exotic. Oh, my goodness. Have you seen his fucking haircut recently? His hair's falling out.
No, come on.
Yeah, go take a quick look.
Joe Exotic.
He's sick, actually, to be honest. I probably shouldn't be making fun of him.
Oh, he's sick? He's sick? Oh, no. Is he sick? He wasn't sick before? Sick.
He's been mentally sick, I think, that entire time the show was filmed. But Joe Exotic is something. He's definitely something. I'll leave it at that. But
well, he's certainly in this picture, he's definitely wearing a prison wig, which is, I don't know what to say.
A prison wig?
Well, if you search Joe Exotic right now, you'll find an image of him, being recorded in prison, and he definitely has a prison wig on. Like, I don't know how else to describe it.
Here's the thing.
That was a six-pack of smokes wig.
This man was shooting and abusing animals. But if you want to know some things about, where did you leave this? Like, where did marijuanas leave the Tiger King Joe Exotic talk? Was it?
Well, essentially what happened was we were trying to, the last episode was us trying to unravel why the fuck we watched it and that COVID was really going to end the world. Because this is what we were going to do with our time.
This is the comeback.
We needed to die. Yeah, man. This is
the world did fucking end. Look at you two.
Are you comparing me to Joe Exotic right now?
Hey, brother. You know, here's the thing. I'm not comparing you to Joe Exotic. I'm just saying if I put a little Fu Manchu and a skullet.
Yeah. It is a look. It is a look that I'm going for. It is a look. Can you imagine?
The Circus Electric.
Hey, Joe Exotic.
It's Mike Exotic, everybody. You get a little tiger around your neck and a little pendant.
Hey, you little princess. Why don't you join me in the yard for some dancing later on?
What the fuck was that accent?
I don't know. Isn't that how Joe Exotic talks?
Hey, you talk? I like fucking tigers, everybody. I like fucking tigers and little boys. That's
so. Hold on, Joe. Let me ask you something. Is that a prison wig you were wearing that I saw in that picture, Joe?
Well, no, that's my fucking... They don't let me do my fucking hair properly.
Why? Well, I mean, I don't know properly. I don't know if you've ever done properly with your hair. Have you, Joe?
I'm going to regret doing everything I've done here. I feel like...
It gives me such joy.
I'm hating on somebody that's sick. I apologize, Joe Exotic, as much as sympathy you get out of me. But yes, Joe Exotic, they came out with a second season, and I think even a follow-up after that as well.
Yeah, there was like a follow-up because the bitch probably killed her husband, I think, is what we found out in the second one, right?
Do you know what the most innocent thing in that entire like entire show was?
That unfuckable menopausal shit machine, whatever her name was. What was her name?
The fucking tiger.
No, the lady.
Tiger's the only innocent one in that entire fucking documentary. Oh,
everybody in there's a piece of shit. I love it so much. Yeah. I can't believe we're talking about it so far along. Go ahead.
Basically, what I was just going to kind of leave it at, it was one of the most interesting things to drop at the beginning of COVID. It was almost like when that happened and COVID happened at the same time, you're like, did somebody know something beforehand?
Well, we did theorize that it caused COVID. That was one thing we did cover on the last episode, was that Joe Exotic might have in his tiger lab. I was suspicious that this did not come from a duck or whatever the fuck it was in Wuhan, but rather that it came from Tampa, from the horrible cages that those animals were kept in by Joe Exotic. As it turns out, that was not the case.
Oh, my goodness.
I never said I was a doctor. But
I would love to get in on that conversation. But my brother, thank you very much for having me on the Marijuanders. I can't wait to do more of these motherfuckers. I'm stoked.
Can we find
the Pickle Smooching Championships, though? That's 2024. It's coming soon. I'm
consider me a sponsor. Now. Yeah. And by the way, I'll stop by this weekend for a little bit of one-on-one training for that. thank you so much, buddy.
Another sparring partner. I can't wait.
Boy, I'm really sorry that I gave everybody that COVID now. You feeling better, though?
I actually am feeling better. Today, I sweated out last night. I'm one of those guys. I grew up on a farm, so I put the onions on the feet, and I sweat myself out. No, I'm just joking. I just sweated out.
The Skelecast is the podcast that you want to check out with Brady. Where can people get that?
You can go to Spotify and just check out the Skelecast. That is, just basically spelled like telecast, but Skelecast because I like Skeletor and I like telecasting. So Skelecast seemed like a good fit. We pulled
Skeletor was a bit of a stiff, wasn't he?
What's that, sorry?
Yeah, Skeletor is a bit of a stiff, wasn't he? I am Skeletor after all and stuff. Like, he seemed like a bit of a douche, no?
He used to talk like this, He-Man.
Wow, he was really repressed.
Skeletor, I'm pretty sure he was a drug addict.
Oh, he was definitely a meth head.
Skeletor likes some shit, yeah.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Brady. We'll catch you next time. Thanks, everybody. Thank you, Mike. We'll see you soon.
Brother, that was the